there's a way to tune your Claude code so you get absolute superpowers. Some of my smartest friends are using this tool, and it's called Last 30 Days. It just came out, and I had the founder, Matt Van Horn, come on the podcast to show how to use it. What Last 30 Days does is it uses trending data on places like X and Reddit as the starting point for your prompts on Claude Code. The cool part is you end up getting way more out of Claude Code because the prompts are way more dialed and optimized. Enjoy the episode. Let me know if you think this is cool, and I'll see you in there. I feel like I know I'm in for a treat. Matt Van Horn is on the podcast, and he's going to demo something very special. Matt, by the end of this episode, what are people going to learn?
They will have a new superpower in Claude Code. It's called /last30days, and it's going to, for any topic you could possibly imagine, from best prompting techniques for a particular tool to how should I use ClaudeBot to what are the greatest rap songs right now, it's going to search X, Twitter, and the web for only things that have happened in the last 30 days and give you a great result and help you be expert.
My smartest friends are using this right now, so I had to ask Matt to come on and showcase how to use this. So thank you, Matt. I say we just get right into it.
All right. YOLO. Let's go. I can just dive in. So we are in Claude Code. And so this is a skill for Claude Code. And so once you install it, you just type in last 30 days. So research any topic from the last 30 days. So can be anything. So let's say I want, let's kick one off right here. Most popular rap songs. So let's kick that one off. And so, and then I'll show someone some pre-canned ones that I've done. So using the last 30 days school, let's research the most popular rap songs. Let me research the popular rap songs from the last 30 days. And so right here, it's Reddit, reading what Redditors are saying, X, reading the timeline, and then it's also running a web search. So
is the thinking, like, is the reason why you created this is there's so much good data on the internet and you want to use that as like the jumping off point? Is that why?
The reason that I built this tool is I feel like everything is moving so quickly in AI and it's nearly impossible to keep up with the conversation on X, on Reddit, on GitHub. And I wanted a tool that gives you superpowers to be able to just become expert on any topic based on what's happening on Reddit, X, and the web very, very quickly, because the prompts are changing so quickly. What's happening? Like, look at, you know, Moltbot. What's happened there? It's changing so quickly. And so being able to just become expert at something, it kind of reminds me of the Matrix when he gets plugged in and it's like, I know Kung Fu, right? So to be able to do that for any topic very, very quickly is why I built this. And honestly, so I could use it for myself. Looks like our rap research. So I found one Reddit thread, 19 X posts, and the most popular rap songs right now. So it kind of dug in and into hip hop heads, some X posts, Billboard data, some Spotify data, hip hop heads, hip hop all day, rap complex, and created this this reply.
So someone in the comment section is going to be like, well, I could have used Perplexity or ChatGPT to do that. Why should I use this?
Yeah. So you absolutely could, but it's, and again, I'm not fully up to date on which tools have what access, but to set up last 30 days, so you need Claude Code, right? So you're already paying for Claude Code, right? So you need that account. You need a OpenAI key because OpenAI has a deal with Reddit that gives you that Reddit access. I'm actually looking into Reddit API keys if that's an option to make the product better. That's what I was. That's one of the things my weekend projects. And then the third is you can't search X using your X account. You have to use an XAI key. And so last 30 days pulls in all these API keys and pulls it all together, if that makes sense. So this is one that I did right before we started. So I said, last 30 days, highest performing cold email frameworks for ICP out, output three email variants subject line. So it went on X, went on Twitter, found Reddit threads, X posts, web pages. And what's interesting how I use this tool is I often don't even read what it says. Like, sure, it's interesting to see what it learned, but mostly I just want it to write a good email. So I said, can you write me some cool emails for getting on Greg Eisenberg's podcast? Sorry, I spelled your name wrong. Good target. Startup ideas later. It's all about unconventional startup ideas, community building, and founders' unique relevance. You know, what's your angle? What's your credibility signal? Any connection points to Greg? Mutual follows. What timely? Talk about AI tools I'm working on. And I once made a smart oven. Smart oven details. Gold, unexpected founders who shipped hardware and software. That's your hook. Here are three email variants. Subject, smart oven AI tools, not the path. Greg, I went from building smart oven to building AI tools. That might sound weird until you hear it. Turns out the hardest part of hardware taught me exactly what's broken and how people interact with AI. I'm building the fix. Katrina, what does smart oven taught me about AI? So anyway, I literally did nothing here. I barely gave it any context, and it had become expert in different cold emailing concepts. The 3Ps framework, praise, picture push, ADA, attention. I've never read any of these in my life. Intention-based data trigger framework. And then it just did it for me, if that makes sense, without even me having to read the research.
Yeah, I think what's really cool about this is these frameworks. I mean, ADA has been around for forever, like, you know, OG David Ogilvy days. But other than, you know, the other ones, like, it feels like those are timely frameworks. Like these emails, like I'm reading these emails and they're, I get a lot of cold email, and these are actually ones that would break through the noise. So that's what's really cool about this.
And I didn't even give it much effort. I literally said, I'm a former smart oven entrepreneur.
You couldn't have given it like less context.
And it did okay.
Yeah.
And then another one I just tried, last 30 days, how to get X followers. Our research people are actually saying, and what I learned, reply is the number one growth strategy. Multiple X power users, all credit, becoming a reply guy as the fastest path to growth. It shows 30 to 80 thoughtful replies daily, engagement 40 minutes before posting, following larger accounts. Reply first, consistently. Post at least 1X a day, 5 days a week. Reddit threads, X threads, Instagram marketing, Facebook ads, and share your vision. What's your account and what's type of followers? I'm Van Horn, and I made an AI tool for Claude Code. I don't know what it's going to do now.
That's the exciting part.
One other. All right, let's spin off another last 30 days window. Sorry for all the windows. So, all right. So last 30 days of research. Claude bot, so I can build an enterprise competitor to make money and not give it away for free. Maybe I'm giving too much context, but I should have just said research Claude bot. Actually, I'm going to do that.
I mean, what do you recommend when you're, you know, is it shorter prompts, medium prompts, long prompts? Like, how getting the most out of?
I think it's kind of you prime the engine by first doing. Just research Claude bot top use cases. So what my vision for this thread of what we're going to do is it's going to learn about Claude bot, right? Check X, check Reddit. And then what I'm going to do is actually load one of my favorite tools, Compound Engineering. Shout out to Kevin Rose for introducing me to it. And Compound Engineering is when I'm starting a new project is where I do my planning. And so what I want to do here is take this research on from last 30 days from Claude bot and use that as the starting point to kick off a enterprise version of Claude bot and to build it. So let's let this run and see how our other stuff is going. All right. I'm an AI tool for Claude code. AI tools are hot right now. Here's a growth playbook for you. Morning, 40 minutes for your first post. Reply to 10 from Anthropic, Alex Albert, Birch Labs, Claude Power users. Add genuine value. Share a tip. Ask a smart question. Content type. Tool demo. Build X today. What it does. Claude code tip. 5 things I learned X. Build in public. Ship. By the way, I'm not going to do this. I think this was just... I actually asked ChatGPT for suggestions of what I should demo on your show, and it gave me this one. But quickest wins. Pin your best demo tweet show the tool in action, bio formula, I build tool, one line logo, shipping AI tools for Claude Code.
That's not bad.
No, it's yeah. not bad. So, all right, let's close this one out. All right, we got Claude Code, best use case, overnight coding agent management, daily briefings and morning. Do you want to dive deeper? Okay, so now I'm going to call in another tool. Let's throw in workflows plan. Take the context above about Claude Bot and propose an enterprise version that could make a lot of money. Just do that. Keep it simple.
Yeah. I mean, this is interesting, right? Like, you know, you're taking a trend, open source trend, and you're like, okay, how can I build a product that, you know, gets me paid? And it's interesting because there's so many trends that are happening right now on X as like a data source and Reddit as a data source that, you know, if this is actually good, is going to help give you ideas and sort of eventually a PRD, right?
Yep. Anyway, so it's still making our plan. It's researching still, doing an analysis. So we'll see where that adds up. But anyway, do you want to try a last 30-day prompt?
Yeah, I mean, I'm curious. Like, I mean, you're seeing all these prompts. So, like, the people that listen to this show, these are people. These are founders, solopreneurs, people building businesses. They're always looking for unfair advantages. Like, what sort of prompt would you suggest that type of person? Someone who wants to build a business. You know, is it competitive research? Is it? You know, what are some ideas you have?
Ooh, good question. I mean, I think it's very good for competitive research. I think it's very good for looking at hot topics. You know, I think it's, you know, we could probably do something like, let's try it for your web design idea, right? You kind of describe poke.com, which I missed, right? So, what web page designs are getting the most love right now?
Yeah, because that's interesting because if we, you know, knowing the trend is just so important. And it also helps like give, you know, when I'm designing something, it helps give me ideas. It's so overwhelming sometimes when you have like a blank page and you don't know where to start.
Yep.
We've totally. All been there.
And I kind of, the thing that inspired this tool was I used to, before I would jump into any type of vibe coding session, I would go on ChatGPT 5.2 and I would just say in thinking mode and be like, go, this was for design. I would say, go on Reddit and research Nano Banana Pro best prompting techniques. And I would do that at the beginning. And then I wouldn't even read what it would say. And then I would just be like, okay, give me a prompt. And so it's kind of this like hack of like, you know, learning Kung Fu, learning the prompts that everyone's using without actually needing to read about it. If that makes sense, you could kind of just like, okay, let's just trust the mind crowd, the world that's out there and use those best practices. All right. We've got a plan. Let's open the plan in BB Edit. All right.
So this is the plan for the audio listeners. So this is the plan for the Moltbot
enterprise commercial SaaS platform. So again, this is not a business plan. This is actually a plan to how to build the software architecture, and I could just then tell Compound Engineering to just go build it. So transform Moltbot, formerly called into an open source AI person, into a multi-tenant enterprise SaaS platform called Moltbot Enterprise or Claude Cloud. This capitalizes on the viral growth, GitHub stars, B2B adoption, enterprise AI assistants are 30, blah, blah, blah. Why enterprise can't use Moltbot today? No multi-tenancy, no RBA security vulnerabilities, no audit logging. There was MoveWise required by ServiceNow for market validation. Proposed solution, a fully managed enterprise-grade Moltbot. Commercial, I really don't like the name, Claude Cloud, come on, LLM, Cloud Architecture, Slack Webhook, Discord Gateway, Teamhooks, MessageRedder, core technical components, And so kind of it used last 30 days as the basis for its expertise to learn about Moltbot. And then it did the rest. And now I could just say, okay, build it.
So. Dude, that's crazy. It also, that was pretty dialed. Like, that was pretty dialed.
Like, and again,
I'm impressed.
And LLMs knew nothing about ClaudeBot because it didn't exist before. It didn't exist till very, very recently. All right. Phase one only, build a multi-tenant foundation, Postgres, full MVP. I guess let's build a proof of concept.
So basically, you know, it asked if you wanted to do an MVP. It asked if you wanted to do a bigger build. Is that what I saw?
Yeah, exactly. And so I just said, okay, let's just do the demo.
Yeah.
Let's type something else. New repo. Also, can you please give it a better name? Greg, you live in this world. What should we call this thing?
I mean, why not? I actually don't hate Claude Cloud. It just...
Well, they got in trouble for using Claude.
Exactly. So why not just call it Molt Cloud?
But then we're getting in trouble with Molt.
Molt. Okay, so why don't we call it...
Should we go Lobster?
I was going to say, why don't we call it Red Lobster? But I think that name's already taken.
All right, let's go with Leet Speak. Let's go with Red Lobster.
That's cool.
This describes a 40-week product roadmap. 7 days. What scope do you want to do? I don't know. Just do it.
Just do it. Why are you asking me so many questions?
All right. What do we ask here? What web designs are getting the most love right now?
Yep.
The most love, Shopify Winter Edition. Yes, I remember. I saw that one. That was really
nice.
That
was really awesome. That was beautiful.
Look, 3,000 likes, 320 retweets, the YC landing page. So what's funny is I saw this. I didn't actually look at it yet, but I saw that it was getting love and hype. Praise for scrappy, humble beginnings, shop, web landing, Howard, like jewelry, craftworks design, all agents reported back. Reddit didn't find anything topic too visual for text discussions, but found what tool do you want to use to create design? So it's like, okay, now that I've researched these things, what do you want to design in? All right. So it's kind of pushing you to be like, okay, I've now learned this expertise. Now let's do something with it.
Mm. So this could literally pump out a Figma design. Is that possible?
I haven't spent enough time in Figma in the AI era. All my Figma time was pre-AI. So I don't know what like prompting Figma even means in 2026, but I could just say one and see what happens. Now, what are you designing? All right, now it's diving in. A portfolio landing page for productivity app is fine. One of the suggestions.
This is, what are you designing? A SaaS landing page, a portfolio site, an e-commerce homepage for skincare brand, agency website hero. And then, so I keep coming back to this, but it is impressive how little you're giving, like how short your prompts are.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. Here's a prompt for Figma. Apparently that's a thing. Wow. 2026 forward trend. Design a landing page that feels warm and human, not cold SaaS stuff, but layout, anti-grid, composition, hero section, uses asymmetrical balance, headline left, product screenshots floating right at angle, sections below flow organic with varied spacing, not rigid, 12-column uniformity, typography, one oversized display headline paired with small body text, add a single hand-drawn underline or circle accent on the keyword, consider variable font like Satoshi or General Sans, nature distilled, warm cream background, charcoal text, one muted accent, avoid harsh pure white or saturated blues, glass morphism element, feature card. I want to see this. It's too bad I don't have Figma AI set up. But that's pretty cool.
Let's see if it can do this for like a nano banana prompt. Like, hey, you know, I wonder if it can do that. Can you make this a nano banana pro prompt?
Yep, but I didn't ask it to become a nano banana prompt expert, so who knows what's going to happen.
Yeah. Back to Telegram, and let's see what happens. We should get three images your Maltbot is typing. That's a cool feeling, like watching your Maltbot type.
Someone needs to visualize that with like a lobster on a keyboard.
Yeah. Why did you choose Telegram over iMessage or Discord or something else?
Because my LLM told me to. Because I'm on a $4 a month shell account for my... I don't have the Mac Mini set up. And so you can't use iMessage or WhatsApp, I believe, when you're just on a shell. I think you need to run some sort of Mac software. And so Telegram seems to be the default when you don't have that.
And for people who don't know what a shell account is, can you just expand on that?
Yeah, sorry. By the way, this is our Claudebot competitor that it's building. I don't know what is going on or what it's building. It's adding a demo script showing tenant isolation. Then, oh, it already set up TypeScript and Node.js. That's nice.
Wow, that's cool.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Not bad. I bet it'd be nicer in Figma. Yeah, that was pretty solid. And again, that was by using /last30days. What are the hottest web page designs that the world is excited about right now? Like, what's trendy? And then, okay, now use that for my SaaS productivity app. I like how it like circled random words. Flow, effortlessly, more.
That's awesome. Yeah, I like that. It feels like hand-drawn.
It's pretty wild. It's wild times. It's the rate at what we're able to build things and how fast things change is absolutely wild.
So Matt, this has been fun. You know, if people want to get started, they want to, like, what advice do you have, you know, in terms of getting the most out of this product?
Yeah. So one of the things I'll say is I am not a software engineer. I have not shipped anything of value since high school, and could argue the web pages I was shipping in high school were not of value either, but at least I could write some basic HTML or some basic scripts. And so what's amazing is being not a software engineer and being able to go into Claude Code. Like, it seems intimidating. You're in the terminal, setting up a Claude bot seems intimidating. And my recommendation for starting out is set up Claude Code. It's magical. Sign up for the $20 account. If you'll be on the $100 and the $200 account probably real soon if you're successful. And what I do is I keep a ChatGPT window open to ask questions to. And so I'm kind of moving back and forth and posting lots of screenshots, be like, there's some error. I don't know what's going on. Help me. And so ChatGPT 5.2 thinking will be like, okay, great. In your shell, in your terminal, this is what's going on. This is why it broke. And I'm like, okay, great. What do I do? Help. And then it's just like, copy this into the terminal. I'm like, okay. And I, again, don't even have to read it. Don't have to overthink it. And so kind of just like screenshot trial and error back and forth between ChatGPT and my terminal. And like, I couldn't figure out actually how to post screenshots into my terminal. So I asked ChatGPT and it's like, oh, you have to use Control V instead of Command V. And then once that was the biggest unlock for me in the terminal, figuring out that I could post screenshots with Control V. And anyway, so I recommend getting into Claude Code and try last 30 days, obviously, because it gives you superpowers, but use tools like compound engineering, use skills like, there's another one called Superpowers, which is getting a lot of love right now. And you just kind of enter these plan modes and you try and you build things. And I had this idea for last 30 days and I've never looked at the code for the skill that I wrote, quote unquote. And it was just a lot of trial and error and running more and more terminal windows and testing it and being like, hey, figure out how I can get access to this API. Hey, figure out how I can do this. Hey, how can my users do this? And going from there.
I love that, man. Well, I'll include a link to last 30 days in the show notes, in the description, link where you can follow Matt Van Horn on X. And dude, this is really cool. And it's crazy that this is just sort of like a project that you started and it's gaining so much traction. And I think people are just, you know, obsessed with Claude Code for good reason. But I think people are just trying to get the most out of it. So this came at a very perfect time, and can't wait to see how it evolves. And thanks for doing a little show and tell for us.
Of course. It was fun being here. Thank you so much, Craig.
I appreciate it, Matt. Till next time.